Snugglepot and Cuddle Pie. Written by May Gibbs.
When Cuddle Pie had only been out of the bud for a few minutes, a great wind arose and lifted him out of his mother's arms and carried him far across the tops of many trees and left him hanging precariously in a spider's web. Luckily, he was rescued by a kind nut who carried him home to live with his own little gumnut baby called Snugglepot. Snugglepot and Cuddle Pie lived side by side, and they grew fat and strong. One day, a wise old kookaburra came to the neighborhood, and all the blossoms and nuts crowded round to hear her speak.
I am old. I have traveled. I have seen humans.
What are humans, kookaburra?
Humans are strong as the winds, Snugglepot. Swift as the river and fierce as the sun.
Oh.
They can scratch one stick upon another and make a bushfire.
Oh, really?
They love fire. They whistle like the birds. They're as cruel as a snake. And they have many skins which they take off. When all the skins are off, the human looks like a pale frog.
Oh, they sound scary, these humans.
They are scary, Snugglepot. They're as bad as bad.
I'd like to see a human, Cuddle Pie.
So would I, but only from a distance.
One very hot night, when the cicadas were singing loudly, Cuddle Pie and Snugglepot crept out of bed and out of the house.
Where are we going?
To see the humans.
But only in the distance, please, Snugglepot.
Oh, yes. Only in the distance. But we'll have to walk a very long way to find them. When it gets light, we'll pretend to be birds so that no one will know us.
But we can't fly.
It doesn't matter. We'll dress ourselves in feathers and we'll look like birds. No one will know us.